Ivan Král, a celebrated Prague-born musician, composer and producer who immigrated to the United States in the mid-1960s, died on Sunday at the age of 71. Early in his storied career, he played with Patti Smith, with whom he co-wrote Dancing Barefoot, named among the 500 greatest songs of all time by Rolling Stone magazine. Král also wrote for rock icons such as Iggy Pop and David Bowie, while bands such as U2 and Pearl Jam covered his songs. Brian Kennedy has more.
In the summer of 1966, the teenage Ivan Král moved to New York with his mother and older brother to join his father, who had been working at the United Nations headquarters there as a journalist and translator for several years. A die-hard rock music fan who wrote his first song when he was five, Král recalled in a 2006 Radio Prague interview that he steered clear of hippies and especially the drugs so pervasive during the Summer of Love and among the New York rock scene.
It was frightening to me. I didn't know what to do. People were into the hippie movement, all love and Woodstock. I really wanted to stay away from it and finish my studies. And I was more into the Rolling Stones and Little Richard than the brouhaha, the peace movement, flower child. Except there was one frightening moment where, of course, Vietnam War was pretty devastating. And I was recruited, and I got a number to go to Vietnam in my sophomore year. Luckily, I wasn't to be trusted yet because I wasn't a citizen, but I was considered to be a translator from Russian to English.
Ivan Král earned a degree in French literature before forming his glam rock band, Luger. In the early 1970s, he played backup for an early formation of Blondie, which went on to sell millions of albums, and for former pop idol Sean Cassidy. But it was with the Patti Smith group that he would find fame, tour the world, and play some of the greatest rock recordings ever made. Král said he had been drawn to Smith in part because of their shared love for French symbolist poets.
I just found Patti interesting because I studied Verlaine and Baudelaire quite, and I fell in love with it before she did. And when I saw her, the androgynous woman, I thought, my God, there's somebody original that could take it somewhere else.
Their debut album, Horses, produced by Velvet Underground co-founder John Cale, is still regarded as among the greatest albums of all time.
It seemed like magical, dreamy kind of time that... You know, I didn't know who John Cale was. I didn't know Velvet Underground. I heard about Andy Warhol. The whole scene around those people, like Patti Smith, Mapplethorpe, and all that, it seemed like I wanted to stay away from because I was scared that all they do is party, take drugs, and get wasted. And that's not something I was brought up.
After the Patti Smith group broke up, Král flew directly to Rockfield Studios in Wales to work with Iggy Pop on his album Soldier. He co-wrote and played guitar on the original tracks of Pop's follow-up record, Party, including the single Bang Bang, later covered by David Bowie.
Iggy and I, we've known each other for a long time, since before I joined Patti Smith, and coming up from a proper family, I was really scared, and I tried to avoid it, and I used to tell Jim Osterberg, who is Iggy, I said, no, once you behave and we're going to really do proper music, then I'll love to play behind him. And I was very fortunate that when Patti decided to quit in Italy, that a friend of mine called him up and he needed a guitar player. So that's how we hooked up, and it was one of the fondest times on stage with me.
Apart from working with international icons like Patti Smith, Iggy Pop, and David Bowie, after the Velvet Revolution, Ivan Král produced the bands Lucie and Iva Bitova, among other top Czech recording artists. He will be remembered as among the most influential rock musicians of the 20th century, not least for co-writing Dancing Barefoot.
Till I lose my sense of gravity.